says discuss and act upon the approval of executive director certification. Nancy, can you provide a little background on that? Not Nancy, Kathy.
Say Nancy.
Kathy.
Where'd she come from?
Kathy.
Okay. Currently, the procedure is that the director submits his personnel activity report via email to the entire Board of Commissioners for their review. And it is an automatic approval unless a question or concern is raised by a commission board member. And so we just need a motion to continue with the current method being used for the director to submit his personnel activity report to the Board of Commissioners.
Very good. Well, everybody's getting the is it biweekly? You send out the report every 2 weeks on your time and hours and all that.
Correct.
So,
I do have a question about the report. If it's appropriate to ask it now.
Go ahead.
I noticed on the PAR that Carlos has some like unpaid hours. You know, because usually his total hours are more than 80.
Yeah.
You know, and so could I get some kind of an explanation, just so I understand, you know, what that is?
Yes. As director, the deputies and the supervisors also, we are expected to do our job. So if we have to work over 40 hours, we have to do it. But we don't get paid for that.
Okay.
So state personnel wanted to make sure that there was a section there that says unpaid, meaning, we are expected to do that, but we are not getting paid for it. So that's what chose there.
Okay, so that's extra hours that you work?
Extra hours than I work,
yeah.
Over the 40
over
per
the
week,
okay.
But we don't get paid for that.
Right.
Okay.
And that's something Kat and Carol do the same, supervisors, do what they have to do it.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, but I thought, well, maybe that's something, you know, different or somehow. So I thought if I just had an explanation.
Sure. Yeah,
of
the rest of the staff don't have that in their PARs because they are not expected to work and pay hours. But,
okay.
But we are exempt from that.
Yeah. Good question. Well, could I get a motion from one of the commissioners to accept the, I heard it, so moved, the motion.
Second.
And we got a second, so.
Who was the second?
Cheryl
said second.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna do a roll call because that's what we do. Brent.
Aye.
Linda.
Aye.
Cheryl.
Aye.
And Mark says aye. Motion passed unanimously. Then the second, another item on the agenda is discuss and act upon the approval of employee in-state and out-of-state travel. And Kathy, can you give us some background on that?
Yes. State law requires all travel of staff of state agencies to be pre-approved. This includes travel in-state and out-of-state. Currently, for out-of-state travel, all staff must complete a form that says where they are going, why they are going there, the cost, how they will be funded, etc. And this must be pre-approved by their immediate supervisor and by the executive director. This is done by all staff for out-of-state travel. Supervisors manage in-state travel by getting itineraries from staff and reviewing them on an ongoing basis. However, staff is not required to check with their supervisor every morning to get an okay for in-state travel, as this would not be manageable. Discussion was held with administrative services to determine how the agency could comply with the law regarding in-state travel. Administrative services recommended that each year the Board of Commissioners would have a motion to pre-approve travel that is related to the purpose of the staff person's position.
Very good. So the commissioners, do I have a motion to pre-approve travel as we've done in the past?
So moved.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Second.
Roll call vote. Brent?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
And Mark says aye. Unanimously passed. Okay, now we're at the point where we are doing the executive session to conduct the executive director's annual evaluation. Logistics here, we're going to ask everybody to leave except the board. And initially, we're going to ask Executive Director Cervantes Day, and we'll talk to him. And then after we've talked to him, we'll ask him to leave, and then we'll make some decisions that will be disclosed in open session. So, logistically, we want to make sure that the all recording devices are turned off, and anybody that's not a board member or executive director will be asked you to leave. We need a motion to go into executive session, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Moved.
Second.
All right, I got it. Okay, roll call vote. Brent?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
And then Cheryl?
Aye.
And Mark says aye. So, you guys kind of hang around in the lobby. We'll let you know when we're done.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Carlos, we will find you after we're done. Okay. You'll be out after we ask you to leave.
Sure.
When we're done, I'll go find you.
Yeah, I'll be
with
them.
I think they're sitting right outside
okay.
the door.
Okay.
For the record, I want to note that it's 10:33 a.m.
Okay.
that we're going into executive session.
Very good.
And the executive session is for the evaluation of the job performance of a person when necessary to prevent needless injury to the reputation of a person, and if such person has not requested a public meeting. That's regarding the Open Meeting Act, Section 84-1410.
Thank you for adding that to the record. All right.